Hinei Anoichi Shleach Malach Lefonecho Lishomrecha Baderech. Now Hashem will only send a Malach. Mashm is not Hashem anymore. So at the beginning we're Choshev, and at the end we're not so Choshev anymore. Rashi says, "Hashto the kshish." Now the world after Shosatnu, Hayinu Shvelim Kitinoikis. Now we're lower like Tinoikis. Once heard some people telling them a little bit shot like this didn't even get to Hashem here. Sometimes you come too close to Hashem. Like at the beginning, when you're young, you have a lot of years of Hashem. You're afraid of everything, so you act like a good Eved. The older you get, you feel like you're friends with Hashem already. The more you get close to Him, as if He's a ruggle, you lose your chshivas to Hashem sometimes. So therefore, Adarabba, you lose your madrega also. But everybody, the Gedolim also, sometimes when you first meet up with a Gadol, wow, it's tremendous. The more you get to know him, he's a normal human being, he's like your friend already, you don't look up to him so much anymore. So that's something wrong. But that's what happens sometimes.
Which
all right.
Who is this
first? No, that could be Shem the Gemara over here, like this. But the older you get. Right. Hine Anoichi Shleach Nawach Liyah. Mishmech Bevov Liyah. Omele Rovo L'Rabba Ba'mori. Minoha Mus, how do we know this Yarmish that people say? Bosar Mori Nichse Tzivi. Bosar Mori Nichse, a person has a lot of property, a rich person. Tzivi Moshech, you'll find wood after him. Titzah, you'll find leftover, you'll find like Shirayim from him. Omele, this is the Pasuk says, Vegam Leloit, Ha'ulach Es Avram, Ho'yitzoyno Boka B'yolim. That Leloit that was going with Avram also had a lot of property. In other words, since Leloit was going with Avram was very rich, so some of the property went on to Leloit. If you go after an Osher, a rich guy, you'll also get something. Omar Avchonin, Hamoise Dina Chaveroi. If somebody gives a din on Chaveroi, this is to say that you're going to get punished because this and this, is Hu Nenesh Chila. You're going to get back the punishment first. Shenyam, the Pasuk says, Vatoyme Sore Lavrom. Sore said to Avrom, Chamosi Yolech, like I'm angry at you. We'll see, the Pasuk says right away, Vayove Avrom Lispo, not right away, but the Pasuk later says, Vayove Avrom Lispo, the Sore of Chaisai. That Avram went to say a hesped and to cry for Sarah that Sarah died. In other words, since Sarah had tainus against Avram, so Hashem gave it back to Sarah. Vahan immediately, when is this said, Yispe Din of Arya? When there's a Din Barya. So Rashi said, Tosh says, if you may Sarah, how you bezdin shall shame Kayim. There was a bezdin there. The kids, if there's a bezdin there, you're not supposed to go stam and tainus upon somebody else, like you're going to get this punishment. But first you're supposed to do is go to the bezdin. Let bezdin give the punishment. You shouldn't go and give the punishment. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Oy loy le tzoyak, yoysa min anitzak. Oy vay to the person that screams more than the person that's being screamed upon. Why? Tani nami hochi. Tani nami echor ha tzoyak vi echor anitzak b'mashma. The one that's screaming or the one that's being screamed upon is b'mashma, the klolo. Elo shememariam le tzoyak yoysa min anitzak. Hashem pays back a punishment to the one that's screaming, the one that's angry, rather than the one that's receiving it. Like we find here by Sarah, that Sarah was screaming against Avram, and Hashem paid it back to Sarah before Avram. Yeah. That's called like Hashem always takes care of the nirdaf, the one that's being chased, that's the one Hashem helps out more. The Yom Reb Yitzchak, Liyorlo Malte Kilas Hedyet. What? Yeah, that we're not talking about. Well, that was said. That's more said. If there's a bezdin, he's supposed to go to bezdin. That's supposed to some go tiny stim. Supposed to go to bezdin. You have to ask him nicely, but the tzor called the screaming. That should be done in bezdin. Should go to bezdin. You have to ask him. If he doesn't want to, though, then you have to take him to bezdin. Yeah. V'yom Reb Yitzchak liyer lamalte kilas hedyet kalabanecha. If in a hedy gives you a curse, there shouldn't be nothing in your eyes. Shri Avimelech kilas sorrow. Avimelech gave a curse to sorrow. And the Niskayim Bazara, it happened to her children. That Shenema, he said, he this should be a covering for your eye, as if to say, you should be a little bit blind. Omalei, since you covered up for me, and you didn't tell me that Sarah was your wife. So the Garam Tolai Atzara Zen, you caused me this bear to happen. So Avimelech really gave a curse here to Sarah. That he gave her a curse that you should have a child that shouldn't be able to see. And when his kind of bizarre attack came true, it says by Yitzchok, when Yitzchok came older, he couldn't see so much. So the kids just had a little bit to do with the klala of Avimelech. Even though there are other reasons why Yitzchok couldn't see so well, some said because the malachim were crying, the tears went down to his eyes, but this was also a reason why he was crying. Well, why he became a little bit blind. Alright, turn over.
Yeah.
Omer Rabbahua, Liyarlum yayoda minan edorfim v'loy min aroitzim. First and so, let himself be chased after rather than to be the chaser, chasing after somebody else. Shein l'cho nirdof b'yoyfois yoysim yiterma b'nei yoyna. Like the birds that are chased after the most are these b'nei terim and b'nei yoyna. These are the two birds that Hashem said is kosher for the Mizbeach. In other words, Hashem takes care of the people who have Rachmonis. If you are Rachmonis, so Hashem takes more care of you.
Yeah, then in the Mishnah it says, if somebody says you could like blind, take out my eye. So in the Mishnah there's a difference. The Rashi of the Mishnah says, if you say, or else break my leg, so chayiv, he has to pay. What about if you tell him I'm a not lifter? Still he has to pay, still is chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what about if you say, kras, ksusi, shavres, kadi, then chayiv, but I'm a not lifter is potter. So the question is, the Gemara asks the question, what's the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer? How come if I tell you like to knock out my eye, even though I say clearly I'm a not lifter, that you should be potter, still the din is that you chayiv? But in the Sefer, when I say to break my card, there we say if you break it and I say I'm a not lifter, there you potter. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Omalei Ravasi Bachoma Larova. Not to show exactly what the Gerser is, if it's Larova or else to Rebbe it should be, to Rav it should be. But he asked him, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Like, what's the difference? Omalei, so he answered back, Reisha, that Reisha, Lefi Sheino de Moichol al Roshe Yevorim. That's a Svara. Even though I tell you you can knock out my eye and your potter, the person really doesn't mean it. To knock out your Rosh Yevorim, it's a terrible thing, that a person really doesn't mean. That's why the Maisi still have to pay. Omalei, she said back to him, but v'chiyodo moichol al-tzarai, does the person, according to you, does the person really mean when he's moichol al-tzarai, the pain you gave me? To Tanya, because we learn like this. He came ni pitzeni amanas lifter. If I tell somebody you could hit me or make a chaburi, you could give me a wound, and amanas, I'll say that you're potter. You don't have to pay me even for the tsar. So potter, the locher is that you are potter. So the kids, you see, a person does mean it, even though it's tsar. Still, the person says it, you're potter. So how come in the ratio, even though the person said you should be potter, do we say yichayiv? So Ishtika kept quiet. Omri said back to midish milecho b'ho. Did you hear anything about this? Omalei, he said back to him, Hochi Yomer Rav Sheshis. This is what Rav Sheshis said, that Mishum Pegam Mishpocha. That really you're right. Really, if a person is Moichelit, he should be Moichelit, he shouldn't have to pay. But the reason why in the Reisha, if I tell you to knock out my eye, or to knock off my foot, or knock off my arm, the reason why you chayiv, because it's a Pegam Mishpocha. The Mishpocha doesn't look nice, it's a Pegam for the Mishpocha, that's why you have to pay. And my Tosis says, "Umishalom hakol afilu tzar." Therefore, you have to pay everything, even for the tzar. Also, you have to pay. Another Gemara says, "Itma." We learned that Rabbi Yoma mishum pekam mishpocha. Rabbi also learned like this, that the reason why in the ratio of the Mishnah Yechayiv, even though he said you should be potter, is because it's a pekam. It looks not nice for the mishpocha. Rav Amar Rav says, "Mishum shein adam moichal arosh yevorim shaloi." Rava says no, such a shal how the Gersa was before. Like all from here, Rava is saying now that a person is not Meichel al Rosh Yevorim Shaloi. And the way Rashi says that is the biggest svara, this hurts you much more to take away your Rosh Yevorim, your eyes, your foot, or your legs. There, a person really is not Meichel. But the Braisa that says, if you hit me, there I'll be Meichel, that's only Tsar, and on Tsar alone somebody would be Meichel. So if a Rav like held the Kasha, is not a Kasha. And if somebody says, yeah, I give you permission to hit me, and you potter for paying me the tsar, that's okay, a person could mean it. But over here to say, knock out your eye, or knock out your arm, or your leg, that's a Rosh Yevorim, that a person is not meichel on. For sure, he never really meant it, that's why you have to pay. Rabbi Yechanan says like this, Yesh hein shu kalav. Sometimes when a person says yes, really he means no. And the opposite also, v'yesh lav shukain. Sometimes a person says no, and really he means yes. So really, it depends how he answers, if he really means it or not. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says that Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Odom moichol al hakol. A person, if he really means it, he could be moichol on anything. Umas nisin lav diomale nechbal lechoyvel kota es yodi almanasha teipotar. The Mishnah is not talking about that. Reuven told Shimon, "Listen, Shimon, you have permission to come and knock at my eye, and you'll be potter." Because if that's the case, enechnami, then Shimon would be potter. Now the Birchanan says, if the person really means to be meichel, he's potter; he doesn't have to pay. Ella, rather, what's the case of the Mishnah Rashi says? Ella kota es yodi stoma. That Reuven Stan said, you can cut off my arm. Omalei, so then Shimon said back to him, Omalei Chayvel Almanat Lifter. Then Shimon said back to Reuven, but if I do it, am I going to be potter? Klaimer. Omalei Ata Almanashi Potter. That Shimon says, I want to hear it from you, Reuven, that you're telling me clearly I could do it and that I'll be potter. V'yomalei, and then Reuven answers back and says, V'yomalei Heich, Hein, he says yes. So what does yes mean? Ukumash mlomas nisim the yeshain shu kalav ukugain de metama tmua. That when he answered back yes, he didn't really mean to say yes, you potter, but he meant to say like yes. No, do you really mean I should say you potter? Of course not. That's pshat the Mishnah. That when I said you could knock out my eye, and the other person said back to me, but will I be potter if I do it? And you said yes. That what you meant to say is of course not. That's why yichayev. That's pshat from the Reisha. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. And v'yeshlav shein kain. So Mer says Tanya Nam Yochai, we don't like this also. That hakeini pitzeini amanas lifter. If I tell you, you could give me a wound and you'll be potter. V'yom aloi hein. And the other one says back yes. So hare yesh hein shukalav. That's called hein. That means no. So Rashi says that it's hakeini pitzeini v'yom aloi zeh amanas lifter. At first Reuven told Shimon you could give me a wound. So Shimon said back, even will I be potter also? For Yom Nechbol, so Reuven said back to him, Hein, yes. So Pshat here is Yeshen Shukalav. It depends how he answers back this yes. If he like wonders yes, then Avad Yechayiv. But Vibe Nechusa, if he answered back yes, like it's okay, Ahadri then potter. So therefore there's no steers here. Therefore Rashi is like a Bryce of Leo Dikton, Yekane Pesain Amnath Lifter Potter, but the only Nechbol Kula Milsa. The Bryce before is talking about where Reuven went to Shimon and said right away, I'll give you permission to hit me and you'll be potter. So the kids say, if you really mean it, then you're potter. But sometimes you say back yes, with like an astonishment, that it does not mean you're potter. That's Pshat Na Mishnah. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan learns. What about kra is ksusi al manas lifter? You rip my clothing and you'll be potter. V'yomaloi lav, and the answer is back no. Hare lav shukain. That's like a no, that means yes. So Rashi says, yesh lav shukain. Iyetmeya potter. If he's wonders about the potter, Biden, yeah. So again, so what it means to say is that the person says, kraus ksusi, almanas lifter. It says, so I say, rip my clothing. The other one says back, if I rip it, will I be potter? And the other one says back, no. You have to say he wonders, of course you'll be potter. So such a case, even though he says no, still he means yes. So then Rashi explains, how come Doga Fort, the Mishnah says the cases when you chayiv by the Rashi Yevorim and the cases where you potter is by clothing? Because Rashi says, Stoma de Milsa, the person really does not mean to be Meichel if you knock out his Rashi Yevorim. However, Stoma de Milsa, the person means to be Meichel by the clothing. Then the Gemara says that it says in the Mishnah, Shiver es Kadi, Kras Ksusi, Chayiv. That if, like, you're watching my card, my picture, and I tell you you could break it, or if you could rip my clothing, so you chayiv. The Mishnah only says, if I say I'm not lifter, then you potter. But if I don't say I'm not lifter, then you chayiv. For the Gemara and Minya, I have a question. The Dash in the Postek says, Lishmer. This is the Pasha of Shemrim. That I give something that you have to watch it, and you can't ruin it. But V'loyla Abid, Tzadik, V'loyla Abid means if I give you something that you have a right to destroy it, so then you're not chayiv. You're potter, there's no Kabbalah Shmira. The same thing, lishma v'lelekroya. You only have to watch something. If I give it to you, I'm anas to watch it. But not if I give it to you, I'm anas to rip it. Then you're potter. So you see, chluri, even if I don't say I'm anas lifter, but stand the fact that I give it to you, I'm anas that you could rip it or you could lose it, then you're potter. We also dashin lishmor v'leil lechalak laniyim. Lishmor means I give it to you to watch, and not that I tell you, you can give it out to the other aniyim. Since you have right to give it to any ani you want, so therefore the balabas can't mon you for it because you're holding it for the aniyim. And no ani could come and collect from you because it's called mom and shen le'tayfim. Like we don't know which ani is supposed to get it. You could always say you would have given it to the other ani. So therefore you're potter in these cases. So it's a kash, our Mishnah says that I give it to you, almanas that you should rip it. And I don't say almanas lifter yechayiv. And here it's mashman, there's no Kabbalah Shemir like this. So Gemaren says, Omer Rafuna lakasha, hoda yosa liyode, hoda liyosa liyode. That means if it came into your hand already, you're holding it, so then avada, you have no right to rip it. If you rip it or you break it, you're a matik, you have to pay. That we say your potter is where you didn't receive it, you didn't take it into your hands yet. Like Stam, I tell you, watch it for me, and I say, take this and you can rip it. So then, even though like you don't rip it, somebody else rips it, you'll be potter though. That's not called a good shmira. Omalei, Rabba, Lishma the Yosel Yodei Mashmano, the Pasuk of Lishma, the Pesukim are talking about Ki Tenish or Yayu, Kalim Lishma, song that I gave it to you. And still we're making this drasha, that when do you have a lock of a shomer, if I give it to you, I'm an ass to watch it. But if I give it to you, I'm an ass that you could rip it, you're not a shomer, you're potter if you rip it. So that even though I don't say I'm an ass lift, still you should be potter. So my answer is, Elo Omar Rabba. True, both cases talking about what came into your hand. For like kasha, still there's no kasha. I tell you, if I first give it to you, I'm going to ask that you should watch it. And then later on, I tell you, listen, you could rip it. Then you chayiv. Unless I say I'm an lifter, but hodi yosel yodei b'teres kriya. That this brayso makes a diak of lishma of lelave lishma of lelekroya means that lechatchila when I first give it to you, I give it to you I'm an ass that you could rip it. So that's not called the kabbalah shmirah. You're not a shame runner, and then even if you break it, you're potter. So therefore, there's no stira. Our mishnah is talking about where first I gave it to you to watch it, and then I tell you, you know what, you could break it. So in such a case, if you break it, you chayiv unless I say I'm an lifter. Now the Gemara says, "Who arnaka tzedaka?" There was a wallet of tzedaka. The yosel of pumpadisa that came into pumpadisa. The kitzah there was some money of tzedaka. So afkedo Rav Yosef gabi hu gavra. Rav Yosef gave this money of tzedaka to a certain person to hold, like to give out to the aniyim. Rav Yosef was the gabi tzedaka, and he gave it out to somebody to give out. Is Poshabo, so this person was Poshaya, didn't watch it well, and therefore also Ganvi Ganvua, and Ganovim came and stole the money. So this Shemelech was a Poshaya. So Chai be Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to the Shemelech, you're going to have to pay the money, you'll have to give the money to Tzedakah. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye said back, why? For a Tanya, we just learned the Braisa that says, Lishmor v'lo lechalak laniyim. Lishmor means that I give it to you to watch it, and not to give it out to aniyim. So you see, it's not called a shamer if you only have the achrayis of giving it out to aniyim. Because it's mom and shame le'toivim. So how come here, Rabbi Yosef said, it's got to be like it's chayiv? Or Malay, so Rabbi Yosef answered back, Aniyya de Pumbadisa. The aniyim here in Pumbadisa are different. Make it kayitz lu. There's an exact amount of money, how much we have to give every single day. There's an exact amount of aniyim that have to receive it. Therefore, v'lishmu, that's called like a shmira. Like it's your obligation right now to give every one of these aniyim this amount of money. So therefore, they all have a tefiyah. They can all come in and complain against you. You're holding our money. So that's called lishmer. Therefore, the shomer was chayiv. The Rashi says, kayitz lu means momin kach v'kach l'shabbos l'chol echad. There was a 10 aniyim there, and there's the exact amount of money, how much supposed to be given to each one of them for each Shabbos, for every day of the week. So therefore, that's called momin sheyesh le'tevim karinim bay, and the karinim bay lishmer. Therefore, that's called lishmer. That's where here, if he was a pesheya, he was chayiv. Hadjun alecho hachayvel. All right, we'll stop here.